Broadcasting from Manhattan Beach and the World Wide Web, you're listening to CHSR, HealthyLife.net.
As a service to our listeners, this program is for general information and entertainment purposes only. CHSR HealthyLife.net does not recommend, endorse, or object to the views, products, or topics expressed or discussed by show hosts or their guests. We suggest you always consult with your own personal, medical, financial, or legal advisor.
Hi, this is Joan Irvine, and I'm the host of Your Best Life. You've been used to me for the last year talking about lots of things. I've talked about Redondo. I've talked about cannabis. I've talked about sex. I've talked about several things that I've worked on, but I'm changing my format, at least for the next few months. Because as you've heard, when I was talking about Redondo, you know, I've just had issues with way a lot of things have been handled in Redondo. And I finally just got to the point that I said to myself, you know, I'm only being so effective from this side of the dais. And I really believe that I need to do more for Redondo, do more for the people in Redondo, do more for our future. So I threw my hat into the ring, and I am running for mayor. Yes, I'm running for mayor. I've never run for a public office before, and I must say it is really quite interesting. There's so much you have to do. The paperwork is unbelievable. It's like with the Secretary of State and the Fair Political Practice commission has you do with paperwork. It's like if you get a check or a donation for $1,000, you have to report it within 24 hours. I recognize that there, you know, they needed to have, you know, some campaign reform, but it's a little crazy. But I'm telling you all this because one of the things that people think of me as, you know, the cannabis lady, and as if that's my whole agenda in Redondo, it's really not. In fact, it's gotten to the point that, to me, cannabis legalization, which is moving forward, and I'll mention that a little bit, is just an indication of what has been happening in Redondo. There, it's taken 7 years to get to this point for a business that is in many other cities around the state. And it has just gone back and forth, and they've changed this. And I must say, we did have the pandemic in between, so that, you know, that slowed things up. But it's gone to city council over 12 times. And that didn't include last night. I was at the meeting. And then it's going to come back to, they're going to the Planning Commission, and that's going to be on February 3rd. And then on February, I think it's 11th, it's going to come back to the city council for first reading. And that's only the first reading. So it's still probably going to be another year, year and a half before we ever see dispensaries in this town. So that to me is an indication that Redondo just has not been business friendly. And I think one of the things that we have discovered with the fires that are going on all around us, which my heart just breaks for all those people. I know people who have lost their homes. There's just another fire today at Casaic that's going on right now. I mean, it's just horrific what's going on. But when they talk about the community on, you know, the news, on TV, they're not just talking about residents. They are talking about all the businesses that are there. They're talking about city staff. They're talking about the hospitals. They're talking about everybody, the people who work there that may not live in the town, that all of these people make up community. And so it's important that we have a balance between them. And what happens when you don't have a balance? Well, let me tell you, I've been involved in Redondo since I moved here in 2008, I was recruited to participate in Leadership Redondo. And with Leadership Redondo, I got to learn a lot about the politics in town, a lot about who the movers and the shakers were. And I ended up getting involved in the politics. I was a supporter of No Way Measure A. In fact, I was kind of on the billboard on one of their videos. I supported Measure B, which was to have mixed use at the AES plant. And then on and on and on. So I have been totally involved. And all this time, the city has stopped development. And to me, I mean, we don't want big development, but we want reasonable development. We want to bring in businesses that are going to contribute to our tax revenue and bring in good jobs to Redondo. Because one of the issues is we're kind of a bedroom community. There's not a lot of decent jobs here, so you have to leave the city. Also, we have a housing issue. Well, if we had more mixed use, we would have more housing for people, and that housing would be in a mixed-use area that helps create community. And those, to me, are very important things. So, you know, people see me as pro-growth. Well, I'm pro-reasonable growth. I'm into having a balance. And you may have noticed in the last election that there were 4 bond measures on the ballot. Well, guess what? 10 years ago when CenterCal got stopped because of Measure C, which rezoned the waterfront, we were told there would be no new taxes and no bonds. Well, that's great. But guess what? 10 years later, less than 10 years later, what did we have on the November 24 ballot? We had 4 bonds. And one of the bonds, just as an example, was for the police and the fire departments because their facilities are so bad. We have not kept up our infrastructure. Without having the tax revenue, we have just not kept it up. In fact, I had stopped by the fire department. They had kindly donated a dinner for 4 at the fire department and a ride on their boat to keep the Esplanade beautiful, silent auction for our annual mixer. And when Chief was showing me around, he showed me his office. Well, it was hot that day. He had to have the back door to his office open to the parking lot because he didn't have air conditioning. Do you know how unsafe that is? Plus, he said when it had rained, the rain had come through the roof into his office, and he had a lot of mementos from his many years as a firefighter, and a lot of it got destroyed. So totally, we need to keep up our infrastructure, and we haven't done it. And guess what? We don't have the money. So they put bonds on the ballot, and we're being taxed. I mean, it's a bond, but it is a tax. So that just demonstrates that we need to have more businesses that bring in larger amounts of money. So that's just one of my issues. Plus, another issue I have is that the efficiency, of the city council. You know, I referred to things coming back and back and back to the city council. Well, how much does it cost us? Every time that they bring an agenda item back to the city council and some work has had to be done on it, how much does that cost us? I've asked that question, and I've not gotten a response to that. Because it's not just the city council time, which city council and people, the mayor and the city council aren't paid that much. So they're probably the least as far as time. I mean, they're basically volunteers in this town. But the time it takes citizens that come in there and talk about these things, citizens that come in and they have issues, you know, it just takes a lot of time. But it's the city staff that we are wasting their time on a lot of this where we should be able to be more efficient in making decisions and not have them go on for years and years and years. In fact, another good example of that is that we had, not quite 10 years ago, but a number of years ago, the city established a GPAC, which is a General Plan Advisory Council. This was supposed to take a year, and it was supposed to cost $1 million. Hey, they're looking for the next 20 years in Redondo. Hey, that's important. We have to plan ahead. Well, it ended up taking more than 2 years and $2 million And guess what? It still hasn't been approved. 8 years later, it has not been approved. So, and plus, so much has changed in that time. And why didn't it get approved? Because a number of people were just pushing for low density, which guess what? We'd love it, but we can't have it. It's unrealistic with the amount of land we have. And they were against mixed use, which now all of a sudden mixed use is, you know, back in the limelight and everybody's going, oh yeah, let's have mixed use. Well, there was fights about that. But how many companies, excuse me, how many of you at home can say, okay, I'm going to be spending, most of us can't say $1 million. Okay, I'm going to be doing this project and it's going to cost me, I have allocated $10,000 and it has to be completed in 6 months. How many of us have the luxury of being able to say, oh no, you know, it's going to take, you know, $20,000 or $30,000 and it's going to take a couple years. We don't have that option. Well, guess what? The city doesn't either, or shouldn't. You know, we need to really take a look at where we spend our money. There's other examples. I was just, you know, I'm spending a little bit more time up in North Redondo. I am from South Redondo. And I'm spending time up in North Redondo. And you take a look at Artesia. And they have been talking about Artesia for years. What can we be doing to get Artesia Corridor to be more of a community street? You know, also, what can we do with the Galleria? You know, that's been going on for years and years. And so I'm finding that people are just feeling so frustrated, and the amount of time and the amount of money and the division that it has created in our city. We really have people that, you know, people think North Redondo and South Redondo were two different worlds. Well, we are in certain ways, but, you know, every city has different parts or different sections. I mean, even when I was raised on Long Island, you know, we had, you know, several, it was a very small town, much smaller. I think I checked it and I can't believe it, but it was saying that we were only like 3,000 to 5,000 people when I lived there. But we had areas of the city that, you know, one part was Roslyn Village, and that was kind of Riviera Village, a little quaint little village going back to 1642. It was that old of a city on Long Island. And then you had other areas that, you know, they didn't have the same charm. And they were a little bit older. And in fact, one was called Roslyn Heights. And the Heights was by where the train station was. So it was a little bit different of an environment. And it was kind of old and funky. And, what happened is, you know, one time there was a fire after I moved out of there, went to college. There was a fire there. And the way that they redid the Heights was, there was absolutely no charm. And they could have done so much more. So there's things that can be going on in the, you know, in North Redondo and on Artesia that we can, you know, that we can make it nice. It's not going to be the same as Riviera Village, nor should it be. It's not going to be the same as the pier. It's not going to be the same. But you can create an environment that works for the community. And that's being looked at right now. I've been meeting people who have been, they're really looking at it again, and they're saying, what can we do? How can we create a hub on Artesia to make it really create a community? And there's people who are looking at that. In fact, I connected, you know, this person who's looking at that, this group, with somebody I know who consults with cities across the country of what you need to do, can be doing with your nightlife, because you have to have it both day and night to create a community. So that is being worked on. And having said all that, you know, as I said, once again, I'm running for mayor. You know, really take a look at me. You know, you can find most about me really on Facebook. You can learn about my complete background on LinkedIn. Just look for Joan Irvine. And also this Monday the 27th, there is going to be a meet and greet at HT Grill in the Napa Room. so that people can come and get to know me more and get to know me in my role as mayor or potential mayor, a little bit different of a role than I have been, than I've had in Redondo for the last 18 years. But here I am, and I'm talking about North Redondo. I'm talking about Artesia, the Galleria, and we happen to have a representative from the North Redondo Business Association, NRBBA, and my guest is Robin Garfield, and she is the vice president of NRBBA and doing such amazing work up there. So I'd like to just pass this over to Robin and tell me a little bit about yourself, and then we'll get into what you're doing to make North Redondo a beautiful, wonderful community for people to live in and have businesses in.
Yeah, thank you so much, Joan, for having me. Myself, I've been a resident and small business owner in Redondo Beach for 20 plus years.
Oh, wow. Oh, nice.
So we've made our home there. My family's there. My two daughters have grown up there. And I feel like that it's all of our responsibility to work on improving our communities. And so with that in mind, I joined the NRBBA a few years ago. And then in the last year and a half came on the board and working with other community members to really improve the area. And what I really found was it's not really just about North Redondo, although that's definitely an area that there's a lot of opportunity. It's really about all of Redondo. And we believe that that we can all work together and that the beautification and the improvements to North Redondo benefit the whole city and the whole South Bay. Mm-hmm. We're really the hub, right? We're the gateway in so many ways to the South Bay, right? People get off the freeway, come into Redondo, they're coming into North, right? And mm-hmm. then they make their way to other cities through us, right? And so I think that's really why it's so important that we put efforts and we've worked really hard to improve all the different businesses and happenings in North Redondo for that reason.
Okay, and that's, and as you say, you're coming through and, even in North Redondo, it's Artesia, but then you have the Galleria.
Correct.
The Galleria used to be our largest tax contributor to
Correct.
The city 10 years ago.
Right, right.
And with everything that's gone on and the controversy and issues and all that, it's not contributing, it's going down, I've seen the model.
There's a light at the end of the tunnel there. Just got to see it happen, right?
Oh yeah.
And so hopefully we will, I mean, the model is amazing. The direction that it wants to go, we're so thrilled about it. And we feel like when we can have that come to fruition, that it really will be a thriving area for us in North Redondo because, it's got a lot of big ideas there, and hopefully we can see some of those happen.
Oh, yeah, because I just think it's so important, as you brought up, it's about the city. Because, people in the South, I must say I live in the South, they don't think of the fact that North Redondo is the area that people come right to the city.
Right.
And, and that you're already doing some interesting things. I mean, you come from a background of putting on really large events and really large community events. I mean, you bring an expertise that is really quite interesting. I went to your Spring Fest last year.
Yeah.
And it's one of the few events in town that's that large that's really geared toward the family.
Correct. First of all, it's amazing. We're in our 42nd year of doing Spring Fest. Can you believe that?
No, I didn't know that.
And it's like the best kept secret. And so what we really did last year with Spring Fest is take it to another level. And, it was a great event, carnival. And we said, how do we make this more about community? How do we bring together the businesses? How do we engage the public? It's a 100% free event. Anybody can come. We offer free parking. Granted, there's not a ton of that, but but if you get there early, you'll get the free parking. So we said, how can we bring it to the next level? So we brought in a full stage. This year, our sponsors, South Bay Credit Union, Beach Life Festival is one of our main sponsors, and the city of Redondo is sponsoring the event, supporting us, as well as many other sponsors, have come in and helped us get it to that next level. So we can offer so much more. So there'll be free family-friendly entertainment from Friday through Sunday. It's March 20th through 23rd, so everybody can put it on their calendars.
Okay, once again, March 20th?
March 20th. Through 23rd.
Okay. So Spring Fest.
It starts the first day of spring. That's easy to remember. So as soon as it's spring, it's time for Spring Fest.
And also, it's at the Performing Arts Center, right?
It is. Oh. In the Redondo Beach Performing Arts Center. And so we will have, it is family oriented. So it is the carnival. It's also a marketplace. It's also, we'll have amazing food trucks this year. I mean, amazing. And, you know, just something for everyone. And the beer and wine garden. So,
oh, yeah.
There you
well,
go.
Well, listen, just as we're getting into that, we do have to go to commercial break. I'm so happy. I'm honored that you're here and that you can be talking about this. So it's so important for people to know about what's going on in all areas of the city. So when we come back, we'll talk more about NRBBA and the Spring Fest.
Keeping it real in Redondo starts with a vote for Joan Irvine for mayor, a pillar of the community who doesn't mind the hard work and has the wisdom to make a positive difference for everyone, just like she has with keeping the Esplanade beautiful for over 11 years. This former CEO of International Associations, who has worked with Senate and congressional staffs, has the much-needed executive skills, unbiased viewpoints, and capabilities needed for Redondo Beach to cooperate in harmony and in the direction for Redondo to flourish in business, community, and quality of life for all people. Not just the sinuous few with their own agenda that has negatively pitted citizen against citizen, destroying cooperation for much too long. She'll put an end to the city spending thousands of tax dollars on unnecessary lawsuits and legal fees that could have been used to enhance Redondo's economic development, to revitalize the city and empower all of its citizens, including children and seniors. So if you want to go back to keeping it real in Redondo, then vote for Joan Irvine for mayor. You'll be glad you did.
I'm Joan Irvine, keeping it real in Redondo, and I approve this message.
Constant Contact and your small business make a perfect fit for marketing. They give you what you need to succeed. Fast and easy email marketing at your fingertips. Visit the HealthyLife.net advertiser page and click on Constant Contact to start your marketing.
The ocean and its beaches are one of our greatest treasures, and Redondo Beach in Southern California brings joy to millions of people every year. But we need your help. Keep the Esplanade Beautiful is a charitable organization that makes a positive difference in how the Esplanade looks by keeping it clean. They're looking for Saturday sweep volunteers, the first Saturday of every month. Meet at 9 a.m. Pacific time at the Esplanade and Avenue I, and bring your friends. Keep our Redondo Beach beautiful. For info, visit keeptheesplanadebeautiful.org. keeptheesplanadebeautiful.org.
I've heard of Bose for years, but I thought you had to be some electronic geek to appreciate the superior technology and sound that Bose is famous for. Well, I'm not too proud to admit that I was wrong. I found out that Bose is an advertiser on HealthyLife.net, so I just clicked through to check it out. Now I'm proud to say that my home is equipped with superior technology and amazing sharp and bold sound through my solid and compact Bose Wave radio and CD player. Thanks to HealthyLife.net and Bose, what a difference a click made.
Hi, this is Joan Irvine, mayoral candidate for Redondo Beach, and coming back to welcoming and continue to talk to Robin Garfield, who is vice president of the NRBBA, that is the North Redondo Beach Business Association. And we were talking about the Spring Fest, and let's go into a little bit more detail, and then you can go on to the other things that NRBBA is doing for our community.
I would love to. So Spring Fest this year, it's super exciting because we have something for everyone, making it a real community event, as I kind of mentioned before. So, you know, obviously the carnival rides are for all ages, right? From the little kiddie rides to the thriller rides. So that's exciting. It's like Disneyland in your backyard. And so that's happening. And then with the Other aspects, like I said, we have the beer and wine garden. We have the stage. So this year, some of our performers, we have some exciting things happening with entertainment. So on Friday night, we'll be hosting a teen talent showcase.
Oh, lovely.
Yeah. So we really want to showcase the talent of all, anyone 19 or under can enter. You can check it out. We're about to launch the application on our website and on our Instagram. People can apply, kids can apply, and we'll be showcasing them, and then the top performers will perform at a finale. There'll be cash prizes for that. So really, again, getting the community involved.
Yeah, can I say, I have to stop you. I went last year for my first time, and I was amazed at how talented these young people were, and they just... I wish I felt they seemed so confident and they were so competent and they were just doing a great job. And I said, how lovely it is that Redondo and North Redondo is providing them a venue where they can be entertaining, where they can be performing, and getting that experience. I said, really, as you know, I have, even though I don't have kids, I have my heart. I love kids, and especially at that age when they're developing into an adult, and to be able to have that, you're giving them that venue, that experience really helps.
Yeah, and it's amazing the talent in the South Bay. To showcase the talent of these young people is just phenomenal. And this way, it's not, it can be anything, right? It's kind of like America's Got Talent, if you will. But, so we'll have singers, we'll have dancers, we'll have bands, all different types of talent. And then on Saturday, Sunday, we will also have some of the most followed and amazing local bands. We have Jeremy Buck and the Bang playing for us. We have Dick the Citizen, and we have Barley, all confirmed. Great, great fun bands for everyone. Really get a great crowd going, and family friendly, but if you don't have kids, you'll enjoy it just as much.
Okay.
So
yeah, I worked, I actually ended up, the reason I came is I worked the bar or the beer garden for NRBBA. I got pulled in by Mickey Johnson. She goes, okay, we need people, so of course I came.
Right.
It was just a lovely experience, and the fact that it's local now. Did Alan from Beach Life has he helped you with getting some of the talent? And
yeah, so Beach Life has really been such a wonderful partner, and one of the things they do is this Battle of the Bands competition. And so what they're going to be featuring at Spring Life is the winner of Battle of the Bands, who goes on to play Beach Life, will actually first debut at Spring Fest. So we will be showcasing the winner of the Battle of the Bands competition, and that'll be amazing. And then we have a couple of other bands they might bring to the table for us. Not Lenny Kravitz, sorry, but some
Atlantis
other smaller
Morissette
bands. I can hope, but we're not quite there in the relationship yet. But some of the new up and coming bands, this way they kind of have that, you get a feature. So even if you can't make it to Beach Life, you get a taste of it at Spring Fest.
And can I say, I love that cooperation in the city. It's showing that all the community leaders are working together to make Redondo the best it can be. And so I just love that.
Yeah, and we're so lucky to have so many partners this year with our event, not just our sponsors, which anywhere from, Minuteman Press in Redondo Beach to State Farm Insurance and, we just got Fusion Academy in Hermosa Beach, South Bay, coming on as a sponsor, and just really local, great. And Martin Chevrolet is now coming back as a second year as our car sponsor. He'll have a great car on display. So it's really bringing all these local companies together, and each of them bring something different to the table. And it's really nice to be able to showcase and connect with those community leaders who not just sponsor us with dollars or with but also with connections and also with, ideas on how to improve the event. So it's really been wonderful in that way.
Okay. And also, I noticed last year you had one of those dunk the police or whatever, where you throw the ball and you can, they end up in the water. No?
I don't think that was us.
Oh, that
but
was...
But it is a great idea.
Oh, okay. Oh, I thought that was there. Okay.
I don't know. Maybe we need to put that in. See, you're already helping us make it a better event.
Yeah, well, plus, I mean, to me, plus...
We did have police on site. I don't know how much they got dunked, but...
Okay. Well, I think it's important because then, you know, the kids... get to see the police in a friendly manner.
Right.
Rather than just being stopped for something or whatever, they get to see that the police are and the fire department are all part of our community.
Correct. And we are so lucky to partner with them. We do have the Redondo Beach Police Department in working with us on this event, not only for safety, but just to be a part of it. And they're always great partners. Absolutely.
Yeah, they're extremely, very much part of the community, which is, you know, this is the first community that I've really become part of. And I've been here for 18 years, and it's been lovely to get to know, you know, the police and the fire and the city council and the city staff and, you know, Beach City Health District, all the you know, movers and shakers in town. It's been great.
Yeah.
Now, besides... the Spring Fest. You also have something called Dine Around.
We do. So another event we do, which we're so happy it's grown over the last few years, is Dine Around Artesia. And that happens usually early fall, late summer. And what we've done is really get all of the restaurants along Artesia Boulevard. It's amazing, these unknown restaurants that people go to and are like, I never knew it was here, and what an amazing restaurant. So what we do is collect all those restaurants and have them provide a taste of their best dish or a couple dishes, and you buy a wristband from us and for a very reasonable price, and you go around and you can taste all the restaurants that are there. I will tell you, it is way more food than any one person can have. The biggest feedback we get is it's too many. It's too much food. You should have less. And I'm like, well, hello. That's like, okay, good problem to have.
Yes.
We sell out. We've sold out a week early both years. So we've got to figure out how to get more people tickets, because we had some upset people who couldn't get tickets the last week. But it's really a great way to showcase our restaurants and help get foot traffic into those local restaurants who are really, you know, Artesia Boulevard is this wonderful array of international cuisine, everything from, you know, sushi and Middle Eastern food to, you know, Mexican, and I mean, you name it, it's probably on Artesia Boulevard. And so it's a really great way to showcase the diversity in our community and all the different flavors in a great way. And it's a walking event. So it's really creating community, because everybody's seeing each other and sitting down at a table with someone they didn't know and meeting them. And it's gotten some great feedback. And so we're excited to even maybe do two of them next year. We'll have to see.
Oh, very interesting. As I said, I found, you know, the one time, no, I went, I just found it was really great. And then you have that one area where people kind of hang out in general, and usually have, at least when I was there, you had a barbecue going, and, you know, so that it right there, you were starting to create community just right at the beginning, you know, of the walk around. Or dine around. And I got to see lots of people that I knew in the community, but I've never seen them up there.
Right.
You know, so that's great. Now, what I would like to do is, I don't know whether, how much information that you have about the Galleria, that maybe we can talk a little bit about that, or talk about some of the other things that you're going. But we have to stop right now, because we have to go to a commercial. Once again, this is Joan Irvine, mayoral candidate for Redondo Beach. And I hope you're getting some good information here, and I am too. So we'll be back in a minute, and we'll continue discussing NRBBA and North Redondo with Robin Garfield.
Keeping it real in Redondo starts with a vote for Joan Irvine for mayor, a pillar of the community who doesn't mind the hard work and has the wisdom to make a positive difference for everyone, just like she has with keeping the Esplanade beautiful for over 11 years. this former CEO of International Associations, who has worked with Senate and congressional staffs, has the much-needed executive skills, unbiased viewpoints, and capabilities needed for Redondo Beach to cooperate in harmony and in the direction for Redondo to flourish in business, community, and quality of life for all people. Not just the centrist view with their own agenda that has negatively pitted citizen against citizen, destroying cooperation for much too long. She'll put an end to the city spending thousands of tax dollars on unnecessary lawsuits and legal fees that could have been used to enhance Redondo's economic development to revitalize the city and empower all of its citizens, including children and seniors. So if you want to go back to keeping it real in Redondo, then vote for Joan Irvine for mayor. You'll be glad you did.
I'm Joan Irvine, keeping it real in Redondo, and I approve this message.
One of the best things about the technology available today is being able to listen to HealthyLife.net on the go or while I'm at work. Typically, headphones or earphones are required, and let's face it, sometimes they break or get worn out or lost. To find my latest solution to this, I found the Earphone Solutions website while browsing the HealthyLife.net advertiser page. There are plenty of options, from basic inexpensive on-the-go earphones to studio-quality headphones for when I really have time to enjoy everything from rock to bach. Earphone Solutions on the HealthyLife.net advertiser page.
The ocean and its beaches are one of our greatest treasures, and Redondo Beach in Southern California brings joy to millions of people every year, but we need your help. Keep the Esplanade Beautiful is a charitable organization that makes a positive difference in how the Esplanade looks by keeping it clean. They're looking for Saturday sweep volunteers, the first Saturday of every month. Meet at 9 a.m. Pacific time at the Esplanade and Avenue I, and bring your friends. Keep our Redondo Beach beautiful. For info, visit keeptheesplanadebeautiful.org. keeptheesplanadebeautiful.org.
For all your live or pre-recorded webcasting needs, come to earthchannel.com. Get your web-based message out to a select group or the whole world. It's easy. A pioneer in webcasting, earthchannel.com provides the best products and services to big corporations and government users. And now, this same technology is available to you. They have the best Earthcast encoders, servers, and products to meet your technical needs. But wait, don't want to mess with technical stress? No problem. They'll do it for you. EarthChannel.com is your answer. You can use webcasting for lots of things like advertising, marketing, customer support, training, and don't forget, web radio and TV. In fact, you're listening to a live Earthcast right now. So come to EarthChannel.com. Actualize your audio or video webcasting needs today. You can't beat the friendly service or the price. Call earthchannel.com at 1-800-849-8978. That's 1-800-849-8978.
Radio your way. HealthyLife.net.
Hi.
Welcome back.
This is Joan Irvine, mayoral candidate for Redondo Beach, and I'm here with Robin Garfield, and we're talking about the NRBBA and North Redondo. And I'm going to be turning it over to Robin because she has to leave after this segment because, in addition to everything else she does, she is a mother, and she has kids that she has to take around to things. So I'll turn it over to you and to talk about things and what you want to get out before you have to leave.
Yeah, of course. So one thing I forgot to mention about Springfest is actually tickets did go on sale. Early bird tickets. So luckily, it's not out there really big. So if you want to get 25% off on wristbands, which are means you get unlimited rides certain times, go to our website, nrbba.org /Springfest, or just nrbba.org, and you will be able to get 25% off on all the wristbands that you order. It's the best price possible. Tickets go up a little bit on February 1st, so make sure to do that. And then wanted to talk a little bit about other things going on, because really North Redondo is in this wonderful time right now of kind of exploding of great initiatives going on. One of them, for example, is art. We're calling it Artesia, if you will, and there's been a lot of focus on getting art installations. $450,000, in fact, dollars were allocated to putting in different art, public art in North Redondo Beach. And so the Art Commission right now is in the process of approving a consultant to get community feedback. Art is part of the ACAP from the city. And so that's super exciting for us as well.
Oh, yeah. I have to say that I know that money comes, doesn't it come from the John Parsons Public Art Foundation?
That's a great question.
Yeah, because he was part of Leadership Redondo, and I have tried to get some money. There's some money allocated for Keep the Esplanade Beautiful for some art. So it's great that his legacy is going to help Artesia.
Yeah, absolutely. And that's really going to be a great thing. We have a couple of other beautification initiatives that we're working on with holiday lighting and some other things that keep your eyes open. You may come and see it. The other thing we're really working with the city with is increasing the floor area ratio, the FAR, from 0.6 to 1.5, because we really think it'll make the boulevard more business friendly in terms of developers and being able to build more financially viable buildings. So thinking, for example, adding residential above the storefronts, that which will create more development opportunities financially and help the city meet its housing requirements, right? And builds in a client base for businesses on the boulevard. So these are exciting things that we're looking at. And I don't know if people know, it's really interesting to know the statistics about North Redondo. And you know what, 90278 versus 90277. And again, it's not a good or bad thing. It's just interesting to know the differences. The population in North Redondo is actually higher. It's 42,000 and change versus 378. So it is slightly higher. And the homes, are less. So there's just under 17,000 homes in, 90278 versus 18,000 in 077. Wow. So it's a much denser area. So we kind of think of ourselves as like the city, if you will, right? However, household income is actually higher. It's 148,581 in North in 90278 versus 131,902.77.
Oh, you would not expect that.
You wouldn't. But then when you kind of take a look at it, it has to do with the age of the residents. So if you look at the median age of residents, it's much younger in 90278. You've seen this huge influx of younger families, right, which we see in the overcrowded schools in the North that we have right now. You know, we have an issue with hitting capacity.
Oh.
So that's definitely something that, you know, versus 45 is the median age in South Redondo. And that, you know, that's the thing that we find pretty interesting. Also, 57% of people own homes in North versus 48% in the South. So, you know, again, not good or bad or anything. It's just really interesting that it's unique demographics here, which is, you know, we definitely are finding that, again, being that kind of hub, it's drawn a lot of families to this area and, you know, and increase the diversity as well.
Oh, well, I think it's great. And tell me about, yeah, there's lots of, you know, besides working with Redondo and North Redondo and NRBBA, you're also a consultant and you work with a lot of nonprofits on festivals, on development and all that. Tell me a little bit more about yourself.
Yeah, so I've been a nonprofit consultant probably about almost 20 years, working with a variety of different charities, nonprofits. One thing I do is events, obviously, but I also work to develop their boards and their fundraising strategies and all the areas to basically grow the organization. I come in and basically look at the entire organization and say, here's where I see opportunity, growth, and also ways to save money. So, you know, all the things a nonprofit needs to have happen for them to move to the next level. And that's exciting because I get to pick and choose the organizations that I'm passionate about. Working with nonprofits, I get to be a little selfish and pick the causes I love, which generally for me have been education. I'm a huge proponent of education. I used to run the Redondo Beach Education Foundation, and that's a big area, not just because I have teenagers and education is a big part of their lives, but I think it's the future of our city and our world is educating, you know, young people and finding opportunities for them to thrive. So a lot of my clients are based, are education based, especially underserved students. One of my newest clients is right here in Redondo. I'm so excited to be working with Waterfront Education, that brings, water and, ocean programs, science-based programs to underserved youth as well as local youth, right here in Redondo Beach. And that's really exciting to see where they can take their organization, moving forward, and, also environmental programs. So a bunch of my clients are also environmentally focused, which is, something I'm passionate about as well.
Oh, that's wonderful. We may have to have you come and talk to Keep the Esplanade Beautiful.
We'd be happy to.
Well, can I say, I so appreciate you being here, so appreciate what you're doing in Redondo to create community within our city, because that's something that is so needed, and that you're looking at the reality of today, because it is about reality, and I talk about keeping it real in Redondo. And so that, you know, you're keeping it real, you're looking at now, but you're looking at the future. And that is so important and so needed in our city. And I just wish you all the best with everything you're doing, and all the best to Redondo because of what you're doing for our community. So thank you so much for being here, and I look forward to talking to you again.
Thanks so much, Joan.
Keeping it real in Redondo starts with a vote for Joan Irvine for mayor, a pillar of the community who doesn't mind the hard work and has the wisdom to make a positive difference for everyone, just like she has with keeping the Esplanade beautiful for over 11 years. This former CEO of International Associations, who has worked with Senate and congressional staffs, has the much-needed executive skills, unbiased viewpoints, and capabilities needed for Redondo Beach to cooperate in harmony and in the direction for Redondo to flourish in business, community, and quality of life for all people, not just the sinuous few with their own agenda that has negatively pitted citizen against citizen, destroying cooperation for much too long. She'll put an end to the city spending thousands of tax dollars on unnecessary lawsuits and legal fees that could have been used to enhance Redondo's economic development, to revitalize the city and empower all of its citizens, including children and seniors. So if you want to go back to keeping it real in Redondo, then vote for Joan Irvine for mayor. You'll be glad you did.
I'm Joan Irvine, keeping it real in Redondo, and I approve this message.
The ocean and its beaches are one of our greatest treasures, and Redondo Beach in Southern California brings joy to millions of people every year. But we need your help. Keep the Esplanade Beautiful is a charitable organization that makes a positive difference in how the Esplanade looks by keeping it clean. They're looking for Saturday sweep volunteers, the first Saturday of every month. Meet at 9 a.m. Pacific time at the Esplanade and Avenue I, and bring your friends. Keep our Redondo Beach beautiful. For info, visit keeptheesplanadebeautiful.org. KeepTheEsplanadeBeautiful.org.
So in an emergency, who do you call?
You, Mom.
Let's Neighbors practice. Teach their children the rules of personal safety. Don't go out alone. Always let an adult know where you're going. Say no if you feel threatened. And please, have a current picture of your child.
Hello, I'm Eve Schiff.
And I'm Alexa Schiff. My dad, Congressman Adam Schiff, wants your children to be safe.
So be smart and teach your child the basics.
This message brought to you by the National Association of Broadcasters and this station.
You know, when my grandson takes a long car trip, he listens to audiobooks. A long drive seems faster, and sometimes he doesn't want to get out of the car because the book isn't finished. With over 100,000 books, Audible.com is one of the best places to get audiobooks. You can listen to a bestseller anytime, anywhere. Audible.com, your destination for the widest selection of audiobooks. Join millions of listeners. Just go to the Audible.com on HealthyLife.net's advertiser page and click.
I love this song!
I love nachos.
Loving everything? You might be buzzed.
You know what I'd love? A ride when it's time to head out.
If you see a buzz warning sign, call for a ride when it's time to go home. Buzz driving is drunk driving. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
More exhilarating talk. HealthyLife.net.
Hi, this is Joan Irvine, and welcome back to Your Best Life. I was talking to Robin Garfield, and she's the vice president at NRBBA, and then has her own consulting firms that she helps nonprofits, you know, figure out where they are and what they're doing and how to be moving forward in the future. So it was really good information about what's going on here up in North Redondo. We probably could have gone on for hours because they have so much going on. It's great to see that they're developing. And can I say, it could be, it should be really the hub of our city. We don't have a downtown. Riviera Village is the closest that we have. But Artesia could be that downtown. And so they're looking at that development. Well, let me go back to Joan Irvine running for mayor of Redondo Beach. I will utilize this platform to get more information about me. Because when you talk at city council, I'll tell you, trying to get all of your points out in 3 minutes is really difficult. And you really, so you don't get a chance and you're trying to kind of almost rush through it. So sometimes it's not, doesn't get presented as well as it should, or you're not getting it all out. So I love having this radio show that I can talk in more detail. You know, I mentioned that in a couple of things that I'm really on my platform is the economic development, which North Redondo is part of that, and what the NRBBA is doing is part of that. And we talked a little bit about government efficiency. I mean, as I said, I've seen agenda items coming back again and again and again for years and for years and for years. And that just is not, it's not great. I mean, it costs us money. Things don't get done. You know, also, you know, I take a look at, you know, the city staff. We have limited city staff, but we have a great city staff. We hire good people. But yet, you know, sometimes at city council meetings, you know, it's like they go, at the end of every meeting, they refer to city staff. And they'll say, well, we would like to know more information about this. And, of course, we'd like it back as quickly as possible. And to me, I'm not sure all of you have heard the reference of the book Moving the Cheese. You know, what they do is somebody's working on a project. All of a sudden, it's like, oh, the city council wants this now. And so you have to put aside what you're working on, which your focus and everything is on that project. Because a lot of these projects, and if you've ever seen the detail of the data that they have to put out, and because they have to refer to this code that refers to this code that refers to this code, you know, it takes concentration and focus. And then all of a sudden they come and go, oh, no, we have to stop doing that, and we want you to work on this. And then you work on that, and then you start to get back to the other work that you are doing, and then they come up with another. So I think we really need to focus, to refocus, what can we be doing in our town, and what is staff working on, and if you're going to be prioritizing something, you just can't move the cheese on them. So this is something I really, you know, really want, you know, the next city council and as mayor, that I would really be pushing for utilizing our staff better. And also, if we're going to be looking at something, you know, we are in a pretty bad situation here. I mean, they talk about we have a balanced budget, but what does that balanced budget mean? It means that we're charging more for monthly parking passes. In the south, you know, it means that we're starting to charge community organizations that are putting on events. It was always free, you know, because the city was so pleased that these other organizations would be coming in and putting on these events for the community. And now all of a sudden, because we don't have the money, they're charging them for it. So, and it's charging them a large amount. And the reason we're doing that is that we have to have a balanced budget. And so if you're doing one thing, you can't do another. And we're trying to do it all. So I think reality is you take a look at what you can do. Do not pass an ordinance that there is not money behind it to keep people in compliance, you know, for code enforcement. I mean, one of the things, it just drives me crazy, and it happens at all levels of government. You put an ordinance through, you know, it's to take care of an issue or take care or satisfy some community group, and it looks really good. Oh, we passed this ordinance. Yay. Well, if you're not going to be checking it for compliance, if you don't have the money for code enforcement, all what you were doing was, it was just about optics. And that just drives me crazy. In fact, I used to, for years when I ran online child protection associations, I would go to Washington probably every 6 weeks for probably 3 or 4 years. I'd be calling on Senate and Congress staff. I'd be going to some foundations. I'd be going to meetings with some of the top tech companies in the world, not just in the country. And when I found out, when actually it was when John McCain was running for president, I was asked to support his child protection bill. I looked at the bill, and the bill had been through lots of writing, had been through several houses, several committees, so you know that they had already probably spent easily $5 million or more on these bills. And I quickly read it, and I went, first of all, it's going to be constitutionally challenged, and second of all, technologically, it's not going to work. And I'm not that techie. And then I had my VP of technology look at it, and he goes, yeah, Joan, you were right. And then I found out, because I was using a government relations firm, and it was an election year, that everybody who was running for re-election or running for election was co-sponsoring or sponsoring a child protection bill, knowing that they were not going to get passed. But it really looked good in their talking points that they were supporting this. And that, to me, is disingenuous. And let's, and that's why my, let, no, keeping it real in Redondo is my tagline. Because let's keep it real. What can we be really be doing? What should we really be doing? And we really have to prioritize more. I mean, there's lots of things we'd love to do, and if we were flush with money, we could do them all. But now we're having to kind of pick and choose which of the ones are we going to be addressing, and the others have to be put aside. I mean, sorry about that. I mean, it's not what anybody wants, but it's reality. It's economic reality, and since we have to have a balanced budget, we have to take a look at what are the most important. And sometimes you can't do everything. You have to devote more of the money to a particular project in order for that project to happen. You can't say, well, we're going to give each project, you know, 10% of the money we have, because that may not be enough to get that project done. So one of the things, whenever we're looking at things, we really need to know that we have the money to make sure that they're in compliance and that they can get the projects done. You know, another thing, I was going to be talking a little bit more, but we'll, when we get back from commercial, I'll be talking about community safety and protection. Once again, another important aspect of our city. So, Dr. Joan, signing off.
Keeping it real in Redondo starts with a vote for Joan Irvine for mayor, a pillar of the community who doesn't mind the hard work and has the wisdom to make a positive difference for everyone, just like she has with keeping the Esplanade beautiful for over 11 years. This former CEO of International Associations, who has worked with Senate and congressional staffs, has the much-needed executive skills, unbiased viewpoints, and capabilities needed for Redondo Beach to cooperate in harmony and in the direction for Redondo to flourish in business, community, and quality of life for all people, not just the sinuous few with their own agenda that has negatively pitted citizen against citizen, destroying cooperation for much too long. She'll put an end to the city spending thousands of tax dollars on unnecessary lawsuits and legal fees that could have been used to enhance Redondo's economic development to revitalize the city and empower all of its citizens, including children and seniors. So if you want to go back to keeping it real in Redondo, then vote for Joan Irvine for mayor. You'll be glad you did.
I'm Joan Irvine, keeping it real in Redondo, and I approve this message.
The ocean and its beaches are one of our greatest treasures, and Redondo Beach in Southern California brings joy to millions of people every year, but we need your help. Keep the Esplanade Beautiful is a charitable organization that makes a positive difference in how the Esplanade looks by keeping it clean. They're looking for Saturday sweep volunteers, the first Saturday of every month. Meet at 9 a.m. Pacific time at the Esplanade and Avenue I, and bring your friends. Keep our Redondo Beach beautiful. For info, visit keeptheesplanadebeautiful.org. keeptheesplanadebeautiful.org.
You know, when my grandson takes a long car trip, he listens to audiobooks. A long drive seems faster, and sometimes he doesn't want to get out of the car because the book isn't finished. With over 100,000 books, Audible.com is one of the best places to get audiobooks. You can listen to a bestseller anytime, anywhere. Audible.com, your destination for the widest selection of audiobooks. Join millions of listeners. Just go to the Audible.com on HealthyLife.net's advertiser page and click.
You're listening to CHSR Real Radio on the web.
Hi, this is Joan Irvine, mayoral candidate for Redondo Beach. Just to let you know that the election, the ballots, all mail-in ballot, and the ballots go out the first week of February, and they are due by March 4th. And, of course, I would hope that you would vote for me as your mayor. If you want more information about me, really go to my LinkedIn page, Joan Irvine. Go to LinkedIn. You'll see my whole corporate background. If you go to Facebook and go to Joan Irvine, you can see what I have been doing for the last number of years in Redondo, and I'm putting on information there. And also, I just wanted to remind people, I'm having my first meet and greet at the Napa Room at HT Grill on Monday, this coming Monday, January 27th at 5:30. So please stop by and, you know, come and ask me whatever questions you, have so I can address them. Also, if you want to reach me directly, you can email me at joan@joanirvineconsulting.com. So please vote in Redondo and please vote for me as your mayor.